This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Josh Ritter is known worldwide as a talented songwriter. Matter of fact, Paste magazine named him one of the 100 greatest living songwriters in 2006. Ahead of his show at the Castle Theater in Bloomington on Friday night, though, Ritter tells WGLT's John Norton that he altered his normal approach to writing and recording for the album that became Fever Breaks.
First, Ritter hired Americana star Jason Isbell to produce the new album and used Isbell's backing band, the 400 Unit, as his studio band. This is On the Water from Fever Breaks, a relationship song that would have sounded right at home on his 2013 album, Beast in Its Tracks.
I'm in love with you, honey, you got nothing to fear. You're standing over there and I'm standing right here.
But on Fever Breaks, Ritter also veers into political and social issues. Content, he says, he approaches gingerly.
It's a double-edged sword as an artistic sort of thing. You know, there are things about the song that if you are referencing things in a very specific way, become dated super fast and lose some of their power. There's also the fact that, like, I find that a lot of times if it's not done really well, I think that, like, political songwriting becomes kind of an exercise in education, which is not something that I want to do. I don't know anything more than anybody else. What I think a good protest song does is it frames moral arguments but doesn't answer them, allows them to be answered by the intelligence of the person listening to the song.
I saw my brother in a stranger's face. I saw my sister in a smile. My mother's laughter in a far-off place. My father's footsteps in each mile.
But Ritter said he couldn't shake the news he was reading and seeing. He said those events taking shape in his mind actually began forming a couple albums prior, and by the time he was writing for this album, a rising tide of dread and unease had come over him.
It took a while for those things to coalesce and for me to realize that trying to be a writer now and look inward would be for me a mistake of real proportions, you know? Like, the world is right now in turmoil, and to write about it only requires that you look up and look around. And it's my way of feeling like I can contribute to, like, a conversation and do what I can. And then, like, and there are other ways, and I get so frustrated with my inaction. But this is one way that I feel like I can help.
I saw the children in the holding pen. I saw the families ripped apart. And though I try, I cannot begin to know what I did inside their heart. There was a time when we held them close and weren't so cruel, low and mean. And we did good unto the least of those. Was it all some kind of dream?
That line, "and we did good unto the least of those," to me that has a biblical reference to it. Does it have some kind of spirituality or religion behind what you were writing in that line?
Well, you know, I think there are some major, major distractions in our social commentary about things right now. And two of the big ones are that things are political or things are religious, and that those are bedrocks upon which we base our realities. I have to think, and I really believe, that when we do good toward the people, we are not laying that decision to do good at the feet of God or of country or of political affiliation. What we are doing, kind works to other humans and kind works to those around us. The basis of our actions in our lives, we can trace them to whether we are doing good works for other people, and that has nothing to do with religion or party affiliation. It has to do whether we respect the humanity in everybody else.
I saw my country in the hungry eyes of a million refugees.
And so I'm using biblical language in there. If it's a way of, like, asking the question of somebody who is religious, to the least of these you do unto me, you know, that's a question that if you do espouse a strong Christian faith, that's a question you have to answer for right now.
For it seems that these are darker days than any others that we've seen. Oh, how we wish that we weren't wide awake this was all some kind of dream.
So I want to move on to another song from the album. It's called The Torch Committee. Josh, it's really difficult for me not to think of Charlottesville when I see the title of this song, you know, the torch reference. What I take away from it is that it's sort of a commentary on how we follow orders, like sheep. You know, we don't question things. We just, maybe how you were saying earlier, we follow our religion, we follow our party, and we don't think for ourselves, maybe.
I found that I did have this feeling, and Charlottesville gave me a thing to focus on, and it was the pitiful image of people walking through the streets with torches, and like the idea that like you give the rabble a torch and give them something to be angry at, and they're going to be able to protect themselves from all the things that are truly wrong. And the torch became a thing that if you have a committee, if you have a way to like give and take away rights, it's a really terrifying combination.
Good evening, may we say again how pleased we are that you've come in. The day was long, your bed was soft, still there's some names we're crossing off. Says here by your file, you have been so loyal, brave and true. We need not fret, you need not fear, and so we come to why you're here.
The Torch Committee ended up being a song about how people can get lost in bureaucracy so quickly and become numbers and become forms. And that's one of the ways that people all over are being just dehumanized and desensitized to each other. And it's done with bureaucracy, and it's done with just something cold.
Wait, suppose that we untie your hands to sign upon this line to pledge that you have always been a patriot and citizen. Please ignore the legalese. Lawyers, am I right? Now see why we're so happy that you came. Appendix 3, a list of names.
The Torch Committee is the name of the song from Josh Ritter's brand new album. It's called Fever Breaks. This is WGLT Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton. Do you feel these times require artists to speak on these issues?
No, I don't. I don't think so, because I think that art, for it to be important and useful, has to follow whatever the preoccupations of the artist are. Every voice is important. Every person's experience during this time is important. But one of the things I do really believe, art made in this time will have a touch of this time in it. You know, if people have like very specific stories that need to be shared, it's such an important time to do that. And, you know, in this very same way that me writing songs about the things that I'm seeing, I'm tremendously lucky that I have that, you know, platform to do that. You know, I take it seriously and I try and do the right thing. But sometimes that means that, like, you know, I got to wake up in the morning and write a cowboy song, you know?
Yeah.
in this situation, there are moments where I just felt such fury and I turned to the one thing that I really know how to do.
Buried mama standing with the knife still in her chest. As per her last instructions at her death. Said you'll never get to heaven, son, so go to hell real slow. Now the ground don't want me, mama. The ground don't want me, no, no, no.
It's a lead track to our guest's new album, Josh Ritter, Fever Breaks, the album that's Ground Don't Want Me. I want to go to Twitter, social media. You are very active on Twitter, and you are also not afraid to tackle social issues on Twitter, but you're also not afraid to be kind, which is, you know, something that you're not supposed to do on Twitter. So the question is, what gives?
It's, you know, from when I began, like when I was first playing open mics and selling my record off the stage or whatever, I was amazed that they would buy a record, you know? And I never thought after that they would actually take it home and listen to it. But as time goes by, you get less and less of a chance to necessarily always like hang out and meet people and share ideas and share like just normal like kindnesses and like courtesies towards each other. You would rather do it in person, but sometimes this is a good way to do it.
Well, Josh Ritter, it's great to talk with you. Thank you so much for giving us time to hear a little bit of your thoughts behind the album and what's going on in your life. I appreciate your time.
I really appreciate the talk, and thank you so much.
What is the body when the soul is gone? Has it only been forgotten? I want to lay down in the field of bone.
WGLT's John Norton speaking with singer-songwriter Josh Ritter, who appears at the Castle Theater Friday night.